Good morning. On behalf of Chairman Ryan, I appreciate you making the time on this Friday morning to this important meeting. This we've been dealing with this lease since last year and even before. Commissioner highlighted the importance of this amendment, of these two items that we're going to be looking at on Monday before the Budget Committee. But Commissioner, since you have been in constant contact with the beneficiaries on this lease and all the parties involved, give us the whole synopsis. This
right. I'm going to let Pete do this. He's been talking to J.P. Morgan. Most of the terms that...
And for the record, the full names of both of you. Mm-hmm.
John Chu, Commissioner of Public Works, Westchester County.
Peter Scherer, Airport Manager.
Welcome, Peter, and this is your time to present since you've been doing the nitty-gritty on this.
All right. The three things in the lease amendment. One involves J.P. Morgan has made a request that they would be allowed to assign the lease that they occupy, which is Hangar D1, which is on the other side of the field. Right now, they have about four years remaining on that lease, and in the agreement for Hangar E, it said once they take occupancy of that hangar, that they would have to give up the lease of Hangar D1. And what they requested is that they would like to be able to have the ability to assign the remainder of that lease, if possible. And the reason for that is they felt that if they assigned the lease, they could get some money back from the new person that would occupy that for some of the improvements. They made $3 million in improvements. So what they were seeking by having that is to be able to get back some of the money from the person that they would assign it to. That was the intent. The second one was the contamination that was found under a Phase 2 environmental study under the subbase of Hangar E1 was found chlorinated solvents. And those chlorinated solvents under the investigation they did amounted to about $1.1 million for remediation. J.P. Morgan has indicated that they would be willing to clean up that mess if they would be able to get rent abatements over the course of 5 years. With that, with that agreement in place, and at that point, just so you know, once they discovered that, they could have walked away from the lease agreement. They could have basically vacated the lease based on that alone. What we did after that was we met with the county attorney. And in the lease agreement, the original lease agreement was with General Electric was the original occupant of the hangar along with Habitat. We put them on notice that they have to indemnify us and take care of the actual spill out there. So we met with, sent out notices. We met with GE, who's willing to reimburse us for the spill based on how much it's going to be. So right now, J.P. Morgan is doing the spill cleanup as we speak. They're keeping track of the totals, and that's part of the amendment that we could give them the rent abatements and that they would claim the lease. And let's see, the third one is fire protection. In the original lease agreement, it indicates that they have to meet a fire protection limit that meets current standards, current National Fire Protection Association standards, which when they looked at it, they cannot meet that. And it's not that they can't meet it. It's the county is responsible for the fire pump and all the water that goes into the hangar for the fire protection. So on the county side, we can't meet that standard. So there was a mistake in the lease. That no one actually checked out whether anybody can meet that standard. We've reviewed this with risk management. We've had an expert come in and evaluate the hangar and the fire protection. It meets the current standards of what the hangar is today. There is no reason for us to upgrade the fire protection at this time under this lease agreement. We meet all standards. It's when the hangar was built. So we're grandfathered into it. The intention was to try to upgrade the fire protection system, which we will do. We've actually put a project in the capital program to upgrade the fire pump house to get more water. It's basically what it is. We can't pump enough water into the system to meet the new standards under NFPA. So they're asking for relief from that obligation until such time that we can actually upgrade the pump house. Those are the three things they're asking for.
Right. There's some secondary benefits to this, one of which, by allowing J.P. Morgan to assign the lease. They're actually willing to pay the taxes to Harrison until June 30th of 2011. Whereas if they just walked away, taxes would cease when they leave the building. So that's one benefit to the local community. Second would be that GE has indicated to us that they're going to step up and pay for the cleanup. So the abatement that we're actually offering J.P. Morgan will recover on the other end from GE. We'll give them the abatement so they can pay for it. And then the bills that we get from J.P. Morgan's contractor will give to GE, and they'll actually reimburse us for it. So if you look at two parties together, we become whole on that. But we're giving the abatement to Morgan so they can actually do the work now as part of the renovations. Right? And the third thing is that the fire protection issue is really one of supply. There isn't enough supply to the hangar. So even if they upgraded their system to current codes, they don't have the water to actually supply it. We had the similar problems at some of the DF facilities, the one in Yonkers, where we put in a fire system, but there was not enough pressure and water to actually feed the system. So in essence, you put the cart before the horse. All right. We have since corrected. We're in the process of correcting that. But this is a similar case, and risk management is very comfortable with the fact that the system that's in place now was designed for an airport hangar use, and that condition allows us to be grandfathered until we, in fact, the county, can provide the external pressure to the building so that they can actually upgrade their system. It's not a J.P. Morgan issue. They're willing to do that, but at this point, until we provide the infrastructure, they can't accomplish their goal.
So and you're confident that once we provide the proper infrastructure...
Oh, yeah. J.P. Morgan, they're building this building to Leeds. They're spending $2.2 million to build the Leeds. J.P. Morgan is not exactly, they're not looking to skim.
They're signing a 30-year agreement, and they're paying us right now. Currently, their first year, they'll be paying us $1 million in rent, and they're responsible for all the maintenance of the hangar, and they'll put in about $22 million in improvements when they're all said and done. So they're a good tenant, and they've been a good tenant to Hangar D.
Members?
Well, I do have several questions. I don't know, they may have been answered in the budget. Let me know. Let's start first with this lease. I don't quite understand. First, Pete, it's not here, but you said their current lease in Hangar D has 4 more years to go?
4 more years.
But that's not reflected in the amendment, but it's just out there. The initial lease runs through, 2015 then, 2014? So it seems to me J.P. Morgan Chase knew that last year. They knew that 2 years ago, and they've known that. They went through the RFP. They wanted to move over. They went through this whole thing. We did analysis of the dollars, Avitat.
Mm-hmm.
Why? This says that no matter what happens, it's going to terminate September 2011. So we're terminating their lease 3 years early, sounds like.
Exactly. What it is, and that's contained in the Hangar E lease, means that they have to terminate their agreement.
Well, is that in the Hangar E lease? It's in the amendment.
It's actually located in the Hangar E.
So in the initial lease we did with them, we gave them permission to terminate as
exactly.
So I don't know why that's we deleted that and replaced it. So then tell me the new information. So we've already, I guess I missed that. I don't know why we gave them an out. I mean, did that go into analysis of giving them, the other hangar? They could have assigned it. They knew that going in, so we shouldn't have let them out. But if we did, we did. Can't go backwards.
Mm-hmm.
But so what is the amendment now? The amendment is the plan was when the day the new place opened, they would move over.
Exactly.
But you're saying under the terms of their lease, it would have terminated on the day they left possession and took possession of the new place?
The day they occupy Hangar E1.
That all these...
The lease terminates in Hangar E1.
So the burden, apparently, then going back a year or 2 years ago, the intent then was that the county said, no problem, we'll let you, we will re-rent it. So now, we don't have a director of real estate. Something happened in the last, this lease has been out over a year and a half. So the last year and a half, 2 years, I'm not directing any of you guys, but county, the economy went bad, whatever. But the point is, I assume the county was trying, maybe yes, maybe no, we don't have a director of real estate, but bottom line is we don't have a new tenant in the last year and a half. So now we're looking at the lease. They could walk in, 2 months, whenever they're ready to take possession? They must be close to taking possession.
Yeah, sometime in September, October.
So under the current lease, they could take a walk in September and the lease is terminated.
Exactly.
So this amendment is now an additional year of taxes to Harrison.
June 30th of 11, right. Irrespective of whether they are able to assign or not assign. So at least gives Harrison that quantifiable tax receipt.
All right, so the problem is really with the initial lease. We gave them the out. So they're now being good guys and offering to continue to pay taxes. They may or may not continue to try to assign it. They only have a year to go on their liability, and the liability is just for taxes. So they may or may not be trying very hard. Question is, what's the administration doing? Because we still have... that's still ongoing. We're just going to take a hit whenever.
Well, Marty, you know, people, prospective tenants have approached Pete about that space.
Okay.
The prices and some of the other issues. The one big constraint...
Right.
...has been that in most airports, and this is the way Pete explained to me, the tenant doesn't pay taxes to the local municipality. In Westchester, they do. So the taxes related to Hangar D1... is the constraining factor of prospective tenants.
John, with all due respect, Commissioner, tenants were paying taxes there for 30 years at this airport.
No, I understand.
Plus all our rent.
No, I understand.
So to the extent the total number, because the tax is just part of the rent, in a sense. It's all money's fungible. To the extent the tax is a problem, we take less rent. But I don't accept that as an excuse because... everyone else there pays taxes and rent. I mean, people are lining up to get into the airport.
Right, but when you're trying to attract someone from Stewart or somewhere else who's thinking of relocating, he's not paying taxes there.
Well, then they won't come. But other people, we've had lines, so I've been told in the past, to get in there. But if the money's the issue, so then you negotiate the rent.
I understand that.
So it's just so that's, I mean, I don't accept. I don't accept that as an answer.
We're prepared to go out. They've been called to meet anyway.
Honestly, I mean, I don't know for sure because I'm not, but it doesn't. If the administration passed, this goes back a year and a half ago, going back when this deal was being done, the past administration, this administration, if you told me, said the economy is bad and no one came in, you know, I mean, I accept that. But work should have been done over the last 2 years, 2.5 years, looking for a tenant.
Answer that question.
Okay.
All right. Because it's a good question because it really kind of goes back to what the thinking was at the time and it's constantly changing.
Mm-hmm.
And so you bring up a good point. When they requested that, they had a tenant that was going to take over the hangar. They had a deal.
Oh, okay.
It was Parkview Aviation.
So they Chase.
Yep.
Okay.
They had a deal and they were going to, it was going to work out. So that legislation was pushed forward for that ability to do that. That's why they asked that to be removed. Because they had someone's going to walk right in, and we felt that was a good deal for us because we didn't have to go up for RFP. We would not miss any rent because if we go up for an RFP, there's a period of time where the place is unoccupied, so we would lose revenue. We also lose tax money to the community.
Well, you could have started the RFP a year and a half ago.
Right, and that's so we did.
Right.
So that's a good point. That's why we did. So that's the answer why
we
started an RFP.
Okay.
Normally, we'd start an RFP at least 6 months out when we know a tenant's leaving.
Yeah.
But because of that, we did not start an RFP. Because the tenant was going to be in there. Then we were told a couple months ago that Parkview pulled out. They had another suitor, which was General Electric. General Electric was looking to come back to the airport. And they were looking to keep their hangar at Stewart and actually have a place to turn their airplanes for their corporation. That one was still on the books up until about a week or two ago. Now that one has fallen through. So right now, J.P. Morgan has indicated that there's a good chance, unless we have a couple other suitors out there, we may be turning it over to you to start issuing an RFP.
I see.
So that's why we've gotten into this, because that was written a long time ago.
The bottom line, Mr. Chairman, is not, you know, if in fact, I don't sit in front of us, if the original lease gave Chase, J.P. Morgan Chase, the right to terminate upon possession to him, we blew it back then. I mean, I'll take as much responsibility.
That was clear
so,
on Monday.
Right. So as long as that's there, then to the extent we have this amendment, it's a plus to Harrison. It's a plus. It's a benefit. They're stepping up to the plate. But we blew it, frankly, in the lease. All right. So that is. I hear it. Notwithstanding, we thought J.P. Morgan Chase had a tenant. We should. You know, the administration could, past and present, could have worked a little harder potentially to. You know, make sure. But everyone's watching these other tenants. General Electric is what it is. But so now the question is, what are we going to do starting now? And I assume the administration is going to get whether, and this is an issue, whether we do an RFP, because sometimes in the past we haven't, sometimes in the past we haven't. So that's a legal question of what the requirements are. But if it is required, then I suggest, and I assume you're doing this, you're going to get right on the ball and start doing it.
We're actually started the drafting.
Right. Okay. So, Ms. Chen, my concerns are with it, but there's nothing to do. Second point. On the going order on the fire protection. Now, I understand from what you're saying, it's essentially on the county. J.P. Morgan Chase, presumably, under the lease, would have to do some additional work but then there's no water coming into the building, if I understand you right. So
right.
Then why should
we
they do
it? We don't have enough supply coming into the hangar.
Well, it doesn't... It seems we should still hold them. Are we eliminating their requirement to meet? Suppose next year we upgrade. Do they have to go back? Now they'll have to go back then and do some work, or they won't have to do any work. What's the requirement?
They're not touching their side of the fire protection.
Well, that's it. But under the current lease, they would have to meet current standards. They're saying they can't because it's only half the show.
They can't meet it because of the supply.
Right. But suppose the supply was there, would they have to do additional work to meet it?
Not really. They have a foam system in there right now. It's the supply of water that stops us from.
I see. Well, I'm not sure if the lease is clear enough. It should be clear that once we do our work, they will be in compliance with current standards.
Exactly.
As long as that's, I want that on the record, as long as that's understood, because I'm not sure it sort of says that here, frankly, and that's maybe a little bit of a problem. I've had the lawyers look at this. It's hard to read it, but because the next step is it's very difficult for government to go out to the public and pass regulations and new laws, and businesses saying, oh, this is going to be tough, it's hard to, you know, what does government say? Too bad. That's the law, upgrade, you got to do it. And here we are, it's a hell of a thing. We're saying, we can't afford to do it, it's too much, so we're not going to do it. One, we can't afford it. This is not tax dollars. This is money that comes out of the airport's got millions of dollars in the kitty. It's not tax dollars. I think it sends a terrible message. If we're saying, oh, we can't afford to do it right now, then any business out there, well, then, you know, then. Why should I have to upgrade with all these federal, state, local laws come in? Because as a business, I'm hit by those. And business, you know, they pass a law, you got to do it. I think Mr. Chairman sends a terrible message that we're not going to do it, and it's not tax dollars. So I have a real problem with letting us, not necessarily J.P. Morgan Chase. I assume they're prepared, to do what the laws do.
Sure.
So this is government. We say we can't do it. I reject that.
Well, Marty, you should step back a little bit.
Okay.
Because quite frankly, If the tenant that was there stayed there,
right,
he'd still be under the code in which.
John, that's the law. Every businessman, but once we tell businesses, once you do a major sprinkler laws, once you do a major upgrade in your facility, you got to add sprinklers. It's a big, pretty big cost. Businessmen look at it. Maybe I stay. I don't upgrade. I don't want to get hit by that law, so I stay. But once we did this, we needed to be prepared because we could have made the decision unless you say we didn't know there was a lack of water supply. But now that we've discovered it, I think too bad on us. The $1 million that we're not paying it, but the hazardous remediation, hey, you got to do it. Someone's got to do it, and they've good work. You found the responsible party. So on this fire thing, listen, hopefully there's never a fire, but I think it sends a terrible message to our business, everyone, homeowners. You upgrade your house, put sprinklers in certain towns. We can't say, well, delay it. So my point, Mr. Chairman, I don't know. I think that's a real. I know the other budget committee is going through this.
Well, but this is very particular.
I just think we want to pass laws, other pass laws, and have our constituents follow the laws. I think
we should be a part.
We fully agree with you, Mark.
Okay, so on that. So whether the chairman of the budget committee is here, you know, what do we need to do? You know, things in the capital budget could be under review for 10 years from now,
right.
Or. You know, if it needs to be done,
we are moving this capital along so that we can come in and bring this.
So now maybe, assuming we want to move this forward, if there's some commitment from the administration,
and that point, if I may, Mark.
Yeah.
So once we have the proper supply,
yes,
then the next person occupying the area would be required to bring this up to par. It's going to be part of the negotiation on the RFP.
This is for the Chases. This is for the
uh-huh.
place that Chase is going into now. So Chase needs to be in compliance once we put the water there. The question is, when are we putting the water there? You say it's
right, we're putting it in the capital budget.
For what year?
We're going to put it next year. As we're doing the update right now.
Well, listen, you know, you can only do so much in the real world, but I think the message from our government has to be, we will be in compliance if this is the law. We will be in compliance if it's delayed 6 months, a year, or whatever it takes to get it done, but to pass an amendment to say, you know, we don't have to do it.
We're not skirting the issue, Marty.
Well, but it's not on the record.
Major point.
Yeah. So that's so finally, because I got to get finally the third one. As long as we found the responsible party and there's remediation, you know, whether we should have discovered this in the past, that's another issue. But as long as it's been discovered and GE and or Avitat's going to take care of it, then that's fine. But
I know you have to go, but I want the five. people present to vote on it. The grandfather portion that you mentioned relates to this also as to why we're
well,
able
that's
to...
Well, that's why we had Bruce Manfred take a look at it in terms of what they had to do now as part of the renovations versus what they have to do in the future. I think we'll have discussions with that, and I understand Marty's point. The point is that when we bring our board to the standard, will they do the internal work to bring theirs up to the current standard?
Right. Well, there's two things. That, whether the lease has to be amended to make that clear... Because right now, as I read it, they have to be in compliance with 1958, you know, current standards. So the lease should say if or when the county does its job, J.P. Morgan will do, and whether it wants to do that now and be ready or whatever. But I don't, I'm not sure that's reflected. Pete says it, but leases are in writing.
We'll have that discussion.
So I'd like to see that in writing, that J.P. Morgan is committed. But I will not be able to vote for this unless, one, it's changed, or two, unless if there's some written commitment from the administration that within a certain period of time, the county, through the airport, through the county, but it's airport revenues, will bring that building up to snuff. So we can at least tell the public, you know, there's just the reality. Is what
we'll look at two issues.
If the commitment is not there, at least for one, I won't be able to vote for
this. We'll look at two issues, Marty. The bonding issue, the urgency of bonding for our supply, and the issue for the J.P. Morgan, once we bring it up to standards, what they're going
to do. So we need answers to those.
We'll look at both those issues and make sure that you're happy.
Thank you.
You got to stay. We got to vote.
Well,
right now, are you going to add anything? Or
are you going to
vote?
So we're
going to
have a commitment.
You're right. I want to see what it says and how it says. Time frames
and just to echo Mr. Gassi's point is just that, like in the next month, since we are working on the capital budget,
we will ensure that it's in 2011's capital so that we can bind it before the administration signs on board.
We'll
check with J.P. Morgan to ensure that what it is they need to do for the future, maybe they should do now, so that once we bring in the supply, they don't have to do anything.
Right, because the lease before doesn't say that. They're making that commitment, and whether we have to be back here 6 months with another lease amendment, I'm willing to go forward as long as we have commitments.
I will pursue both those aspects. I'll get back to you.
And with those concerns from the members on motion.
Mr. Chair, with the concerns that Morty's saying, we're going to whop this vote and the changes are going to be made.
That would be fine.
I will get you commitments for those. You will see the capital budget amendment process as we go forward.
But these changes will be
made. They won't be in this.
Chase's commitment to upgrade.
Chase is a very honorable firm. We'll get it in writing when you do it.
Okay.
Yeah, but I'm just wondering about the legality now of our vote. If we're talking about some contingencies that aren't really memorialized in this writing, and I'm not trying to subvert the vote.
Mr. Chairman, that's you go to the timing.
Yeah, no, exactly.
Does it have to be done?
There is a concern on timing. As a matter of fact, I had a special request from the administration that we meet today. I want to meet that.
You can pass along the agreement so that it reflects your concerns. How's that?
So then are we saying that we're going to take this vote on Monday and Marty or the chair or whoever?
We have to have feedback from him.
I will get you feedback by Monday.
Yeah. Okay.
And you'll have our commitment.
Remember, it's a morning meeting.
our internal agreement is we're going to vote for this. We'll all whop this. But if we, and I know the commission is going to do it, I just praise you. But if, assuming we didn't get that information for whatever
then
reason,
I'll recommit
then
the
we'll recommit.
We will get you. I will write to the chairman of the committee and the chairman of the board saying we've discussed the following, and J.P. Morgan has.
Okay.
Good enough. Set the public hearing, so we'll have time.
All right.
Mark, okay. Just two things real quick. Just so you know, we do meet the fire protection now today, and when they're finished, we meet the fire protection. So we're not skirting our responsibility for fire protection. We want to be better than what the law requires. Is really what it is. So.
Well, but it's the point. But once they do this, there's a higher level that, I mean, you just said it. There's a higher level they're not meeting.
Right.
We're meeting the existing level.
It's like the ADA laws. Right. Your grandfather's view.
Okay.
We understand. The second thing is the reason that we're here, we're asking for amendment, is it starts from the beginning, is that when Chase wanted to get access to the hangar to do their preliminary studies, all the things on contamination, they were denied it.
Okay.
They were denied by Avitac. They would not allow them. So they only 98 ball.
Gotcha.
So that's the reason that we're here.
Well, Mr. Chairman, let me say for the record, Chase, for this whole process, to the extent I've been involved, they call me, they invite me. Chase has been taking more
than
very good.
We're going to stop discussion on the motion is in order at this point. Motion.
Marty, you want to vote for it?
I'll move it. But I'm going to walk it out.
We're all going to sign and walk it, right?
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed?
Do you have a card?
Any other items to come before this committee? Otherwise, a motion to adjourn is in order.
So move.
I'll second the motion.
Second.
Okay, second by Mr. Orr. All in favor?
Aye.
and the town. Thank you. Marty, did you sign?
I signed.
Okay.
Yes, I did.